Morning. Okay, we're on Makot, Masechet, New Masechet, Daf Gimel, and we're starting off on Daf Bet, Amud Bet at the bottom. We got up to yesterday, the two dots. Okay, Mishum Rabbi Kiva Amru. So the Gemara is going back to a brighter here, which we spoke about yesterday, right? That the Gemara said there were four things that were said about Adim Zolomim. And then Rabbi Akiva said, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Amru Af Ein Mishalmin Al Pi Atzmo. They can't pay for themselves, can't pay on their own admission. And we spoke there, Rashi explained that we're speaking about a case where they had been found by Adim Zolomim, the din hadn't been concluded, they ran away to another town, and they went and they admitted in the new town to the Beit Din. They were Adim Zolomim, and there was meant to be a fine of some kind, and they wouldn't be able to pay. And we said over there in the Mishnah, in the Brighter, sorry, Amishim Api Atzman, right? And this is where we, up to the Gemara, explaining now what we're speaking about. So Rabbi Akiva says, Bishum Rabbi Akiva Amru. Okay. So the Gemara says, my time at Rabbi Akiva. So why did Rabbi Akiva say that these guys can't pay, right, on their own admission? Right? Just let's find the Rashi quickly. If you look, go back to the Rashi, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven lines up, and the lines are narrow of the Rashi. They ran away. Now, we're up to where we are describing now why not. So Rabbi Akiva says as follows, why can't they pay? Rabbi Akiva, Kesava, Knasahu. There's two different types of payments, right? We've seen before plenty of times from Baba Kama and onwards. It can either be mammon or knas. Either you pay somebody because you're repaying them for what you damaged or what you took or what you owe, or a loan or whatever the case, that's mammon, that's the capital portion. Or there's a knas. Or you're paying over and above in addition, in place of. And Rabbi Akiva's of the opinion that the Adim Zomid, when they pay, they pay a knas, right? Look at Rashi. It's a bit dark here, to be honest. They put the lights on, but I'm sitting in an area where there isn't too much light, and I want to move because I've got a good Wi-Fi connection here. The second last lines of Rashi. Uknas eino mashalim al pi atzmo. Dichtiv gabe kefil, right? That's kefil is when you steal. You pay back the keren, and then you pay kefil, right? Kefil is the punishment, is the knas. So with regards to the din of kefil, it says, Asher Yashun Lohim, right? So it says, Asher Yashun Lohim, Yishalem Shnayim, L'Re'ehu, right? It says, Yashnayim, Asher Yashun Lohim. That is when Elohim is Mashiach, when the judges of Mashiach find you guilty. Prat L'Mashiach Et Atzmo. That excludes when you yourself determine that you're guilty. In other words, admission, you don't pay a knas on admission because it's Elohim Yashun. The judges have to find you guilty, not you yourself. Okay, so now, Amar Rabba, Teidash is Rabba, Sharei lo asu mase, v'niragim u'meshalmim. So Rabba says, right, when Rabba says, yeah, Teidah, right, Rabba, if you look at Rashi, Rabba comes and brings a proof to Rabbi Akiva and says, Teidah, look at Rashi, the last lines of Rashi, Teidah de knasahu, be advised that this is a knas. What's the proof that it's, why is it, how do we know it's a knas? And it's not mammon, it's not the capital portion of the loan, a repayment of any kind. Sharei ha-me'idim benefesh, right? Lo hargu adam, in a capital murder case, when the Adim give testimony, false testimony, right? They never killed anybody, because remember we explained yesterday, we've seen this many times before in the sugyas we've learned about Adim Zolomim, if the guys gave Eidut, and on the basis of their Eidut, the person was killed, then the Adim Zolomim are not killed, remember? It's only if they haven't yet killed the person, and they are discovered to be Adim Zolomim before the din was concluded, then they're killed. So what you're saying, Adim Zolomim themselves never killed anybody, right? Al PM, and in a case of monetary, Rashi gives it up, if it was monetary loss, they hadn't yet actually called the monetary and caused the loss because they were found out before the person had paid over the money. But nonetheless, v'neheragin u'meshalmin mamon. They themselves would be killed and they would pay money. So that's how you can tell that it's not mamon, it's a knas. Because let's take monetary example. If they came to give eidut on a situation that someone would have to pay money and that caused him to be out of pocket, he hasn't yet been out of pocket. That's the whole idea of eidut zomim. And in spite of that, they've got to pay the money, kasher zamam, so they aren't really repaying him anything that he had lost. It's a knas and not mamon. That's rabbi's proof. Okay, is that clear? Right. So now I'm Rav Nachman, Teda. Rav Nachman says as well, Teda, no. Sharei Mamon Biyad Baalim Umeshalmi. Right? That it is Mamon Biyad Baalim, Sharei, the Mamon is still in the Baalim's hands. In other words, they haven't paid anything out yet. In other words, we haven't caused them any loss yet. And Meshalmi, they paid, the same idea. So you can see that that's also Rav Nachman's coming to give strength to what Rabbi said. Giving strength to Rabbi Akiva, proving that it's a knas. Now we start Amud Gimel, Daf Gimel, Amud Aleph. So Gemara says, "My nihu de lo asu maase." What's the big chiddush here? Right? Where now, a second ago, that Rav Nachman said, right, that they didn't do anything. Ma de lo asu maase. Hi, nu de Rabba. In other words, what's the chiddush of it? Look at Rashi there. Hi, mamu biad baalab de kamar Rav Nachman. Hi, nu de lo naase maase. They haven't done anything. Shadain lo shilem. Shlodi ma'adi lam shlem. We haven't yet proven anything. And what's the idea? That's exactly what Rabbi says. What's the chidush? So Gemara says, you know what? You're right. Eima v'chein Amar Rav Nachman. Not Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said he has something new. But v'chein Amar Rav Nachman. So too Rav Nachman said. And Rav Nachman and Rabbi both agree with Rabbi Akiva that it's a knas and not mamon. Okay. Amar Yura Amar Rav. So now we've got an Amar Yehuda Amar Rav over here, right? We'll see quite a lot of Ma'amarim in this daf. Amar Rav Yehuda, all the name of Rav, the name of Shmuel. So Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Eid Zomen, Meshalem Nefi Chilko. What's he mean over here? He right, says so Eid Zomen pays according to his portion. In other words, if there are a couple of Eidim Zomen, they all pay, each one pays the whole amount. They share the amount. Look at Rashi, Meshalem B'Mamon. Right, im shlosha edim haim or arba mishal benehem, baitin nasin shalish benehem. They split up three ways. Last for time to make them each pay the equal amount. Ish lefi chelko. In Ami says Rashi, haim mishal min lishte ba'almuhu mechalkin apiron bein shlosh tanhu adin Ami im arba hein merba'in. Rashi says, don't get bogged down by the word of when he says over here, Rav Yehuda edzom mishlem lefi. Sorry, it was not necessarily three; it could be three or four or five, whatever the amount is. Right, they paid their way. So the Gemara says as follows. My Mishlem Fi Chalko. What do you mean by the Fi Chalko according to their way? If you tell me the big chidush over here, Rabbi Amaravi, is that they each, if the two of them they each pay half, what's the chidush? Tani read learn to the brighter. Mishalshin b'mamon ve'en mishalshin b'malkot. That they split their money three ways. And you're actually saying all three ways or four ways or whatever the case be. Right? But they don't split their malkot. So what's the chidush? Ella says a Gemara, no. Kagon di itazum chad minayu, teleshalem palga didei. The chidusha is they become Eidim Zomim. If one of them becomes Eidim Zomim, then he would pay kasher zamam only on half. He wouldn't pay the whole amount. That is the chidush over here, says the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, umim shalem? What do you mean, did he pay? What do you mean, he pay if there's only one of them? Vaha Tanya, we got a brighter. Ein Eid Zomem Meshalem Mamon Ad Shi Azumu Shnehem. You can't have such a thing as half an Eid Zomem. Doesn't work. Either you got a full Eid Zomem or you haven't got Eid Zomem. So we're going to Amarava. Shavis over here. Hold on, so I made a note to myself and I can't read what I wrote here. Okay, Amarava. So therefore says Rava. But Omer Eidu Cheker He Adati. Rava says, what are we speaking about over here? We're speaking about a case of where the aid says, Omer Sheker Adati. Look at the Gura Bach over there. There's a hell of a long Agota Bach. Right? We're not going to go into it now, but the Agota Bach says, the Kevin de Amar Hachi, right? Chayv de Shalem Chelko, Medina de Garmi. He's got all Savortia of Medina de Garmi. We're not going into it now at all. It's very, very complicated and very long. I'm not even sure I understood it. Okay. So he says like this. Calls, the Gemara says, what do you mean where he admitted to having his own eidut? Gemara says, call Kamine. Right? Rashi says, look at Rashi, call Kamine. right? And you're the lucky. What does it mean? Once the aid is given aidut as a group of aidut, what he can ask God suddenly change his mind. He can't go back. That's a cloud. Too late. What do you mean now God admits it? The aidut's been done. The verse of the elab. What are we talking about over here? They came together. And the aid says, we gave what aidut? In Ploni. Right, Kevin Shagit Shuv and Khuzur Magit. I lost my thoughts over here. Right, like I said, right. Rashi says over here, look here. He says, Rashi, they ha'adnu. Ani v'ploni chavero, right, ain't all mode. Me but my friend, but my friend doesn't admit it to it. Right, so it's the one guy comes with the Adam and he wants to say that it's me. So he says, come on, who's this like? Who's this gang like? This concept over here of I'm a Shmuel. That the Eidzul Mem can pay his portion, that was he can partially go back. The Lord Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Akiva. Did Rabbi Akiva, if it was Rabbi Akiva, Ha'amar, Af Enu Meshalem Al Piatzmo. Remember, Rabbi Akiva said, we learned a few seconds ago, Rabbi Akiva said that one of the things that said about Eidzul Mem is that they can't pay on their own admission. So obviously, come Rabbi Akiva, Elabomir here, Adnu, Behuzamnu, Beitim, Poloni, Behuyabnu, Mamun. So he says, so we speak about a case that not Rabbi Akiva, where the guy went and he said, right, that he ran away to that case, and he came to Beit and he said, we had given testimony, we were proven to be Adin Zolomin, right, and we had to pay the money, and we hadn't yet paid the money. So the Gemara like this, what's the Chiddush? Tzarech Amina, Kevan de Lechaver lo Matzi Mechayev Lei, Ihu Nami lo Mechayev. Since his friend didn't want to be part of it, right, we don't believe him as well. He also called me Mechayev, Kavash Mehdi Ken. Look at Rashi there quickly. He says, yeah, like this. V'chiyavnu ma'amu b'beitin shu'uzamnu v'himadnu ha'idadom b'din al hazamatenu v'chiyavnu b'beitin u'mahu shat. So he says, like Rabbi Akiva explained on the previous Amud, we were at that beitin and we stood judgment, we stood din, and we were prosecuted, right? And the beitin made us pay money and we ran away. So how come now suddenly they can pay the money according to this vote? Rabbi Akiva said that it was a knas. Right, he says, look at Rashi, umihahu sha'ata, and from the moment that Beitin had, he til knas, they had imposed the fine, right, the fine now no longer becomes a knas, elet mamon hu gabayu. As far as he's concerned, it's mamon. It's as if to say that he now owes the capital to the Beitin. He had to pay kofar, originally it was a knas on the act. But now that the Beit Din have finished the din, the chiddush is it becomes like mamon, right? Ve'ein ze marshir atzmo, and Rashi says not that he's now being marshir atzmo. Like Rabbi Akiva said, you can't make yourself into a bad guy. It's ve'ein beit atzmo Rashi, so to speak. Why? Shekfar hishuhu Elohim, because the judge has already done it. So what Rabbi Akiva's al chiddush on the previous amud was that you yourself can't do it because of the miut of asher yarshun Elohim. That the judges have to make the decision. The judges here made the decision. It was a base. He went to din. And Rabbi Akiva said that you don't pay knas because there's no knas on your own volition. It's no longer a knas because once Beit Din have imposed the fine, it's if you owe Beit Din the keren, you owe them mamon. And therefore, the chiddush of Rabbi Abba Rav is that even though it's only one of you, right, we would have thought that maybe the din of Hazama applies over here. And you'd have to both be party to every act that you do. He says no. Hazama, you have to both be two. Eidim Zomim, you have to both be two. But once Beit Din made you Eidim Zomim and initiated the knas, and you ran away. Now one of you can go and you can pay, and you only have to pay your share. Okay, I think that's pshat avia. Right? New Mishnah. You can hear me clearly, right? So we can say Castro's internet is working. All right. I think somebody said to me that they think this is probably the first Daf Yomi Shir ever broadcast from the Isle of Cuba. So it's possibly. Okay. But there's a good chance that it's true. Okay. Me'edin anu et ish ploni, okay, new Mishnah. Me'edin anu et ish ploni, she gireshe ishto, v'notan lakatubata. So God comes along and says, we giving Eidut, that this guy divorced his wife and never gave her a ketubah. Right? Look at Rashi there. She gireshed ishto. Rashi, b'fanenu b'yom pelani. Remember, we explained yesterday that Eli Zomim, the very important part of Zomim, is on this particular time and this particular place. Right? Eli Zomim always goes with time and place. We were here at this particular time. He says, at this particular time, this particular place. Look at Rashi, excuse me. V'ze omer lo girashti v'eini chayev la ketubah. He says, I never divorced her and I don't owe her ketubah. And it turns out that somebody else came along and said, Imanu Hayitim, you were with us. If you were with us, you couldn't have been there. And if you couldn't have been there, you couldn't have been Adim. If you weren't Adim, you're Adim Zomim. Now, there's a very nice diuk over here. And that is that when he says, right, he says, Rashi says, and he says, no, I didn't divorce her, I don't owe her ketubah. He's agreeing to one thing. What's he agreeing to? That he never gave her the ketubah. Right? He's saying, I never gave her because I wasn't chayiv. But he's agreeing with the AD that he never gave her the ketubah. So as far as not giving the ketubah is concerned, he admits to that. So he can never turn around and say, often say, I gave her the ketubah. He's saying, I don't owe her a ketubah. So he definitely didn't give it to her. So on this, we agree that he never gave her the ketubah. So now, if he never gave her the ketubah and his eidah would have worked, he'd have to pay out money, right? If it was true that he had divorced her and he agrees he hadn't paid her the ketubah, then what would be the loss here? His ketubah, he'd have to pay her the ketubah. So actually, what was the aid trying to get out of him? The value of the ketubah. Is that clear? Right. That's the Mishnah. What?
Mom.
Mom
said it was Mammon.
Absolutely, Mammon. Right? So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, V'alo ben ayo ben machar sofo l'tena ketubah. And at the end of the day, this is the Mishnah. Ultimately, there's a pretty good chance he's going to give it the ketubah, right? It says, ben ayo ben machar, I'll tell you tomorrow, there's a good chance he'll give it the ketubah. So now, what's the story? He wanted to get the guy to pay the ketubah now. The Mishnah is saying, you know what? There's a good chance ultimately he'd have to pay the ketubah. Either the guy would die tomorrow, in which case she'd inherit the ketubah, or they might get divorced tomorrow, in which case he'd have to pay her the ketubah. So in reality, how much was he really trying to get from the guy? The whole ketubah. But what's the value? We're now applying time value of money. It's the present value of the ketubah. And I'll be saying that really, at some stage along the line, he would have to pay out the ketubah. So all this guy was trying to do, the aides or man, was trying to get him to pay it a little bit earlier than he would have paid it anyhow. So really, he wasn't trying to get him to pay the whole ketubah. He was trying to get him to pay the value. The loss that he was going to cause, it was just the value of the timing between now and when he ultimately would pay out the ketubah. Is that clear?
And there are circumstances that she doesn't get the ketubah.
Say that again?
There are circumstances that he can force her without the ketubah.
Yes, correct. And she might even die tomorrow and she'll never get a ketubah. But in probability theory, there's a probability that it would be today, probability tomorrow, probability never, a probability in 3 years' time, correct? So, and then you do probability, you say what all the probabilities are, and you add them up, you say there's a 30% chance you get it tomorrow, and there's a 1% chance you get it today, and there's a 99% chance you get it in 1,000 years. Whatever you want to get to, there is a way we could put a value on the time. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Amazing chiddush. I mean, this Mishnah is written, think about this. This Mishnah is a couple of thousand years old. Right? And we're discussing here proper, complicated time, value of money discussion. We've seen this before plenty of times. So that's what the Mishnah says. V'alo b'ana yom machar, sofo t'edek. To look at Rashi, v'halo. Rashi, v'alo b'ana klomar, ma yishalmu, ele'im tomar, kol ha-ketubah. V'halo shem yamut, o yirgashena, maybe he'll die. Or divorce her, hayom machar, v'svoyitena, ketubata, nimtzu shlo ayu mafsidin oto klum. If tomorrow he would die, or tomorrow he got divorced, then actually the aides of mem wasn't causing him any loss, because the aides of mem said, pay me the ketubah, and you're going to pay it tomorrow, so therefore there was no loss. Right, so how do we decide what to force the aides of mem to pay? Says the Mishnah, omdin kama adam rotiliten b'ketubata shel zo. We find, remember we've seen this before, this concept, we saw it in Kiddushim, we saw it in Gittim, we saw it plenty of times. We find what the value that there is somebody in the market prepared to pay, right, for taking the risk that either she'im nit almena or nit kashad, if she gets widowed or divorced, ve'im meta, right, or if she dies, yirashin abala, he will inherit it. So we take a probability situation, we try and find a guy in the market who's prepared to put a value on the risk that either he will get it or he won't get it, and that's the value. Look at Rashi. From doubt, whether she'll die or she'll get divorced. Yitlena lokeach, he'll take the money. Vimeta, and if she dies, Yashina Bala, Vyafsi, he'll lose the money. Shatan of Gemara Farish, Mike, Machayev, Lahu. Okay, we'll see that one. So that's basically a classic example. We try and find somebody in the market who will buy the risk, and that value of the risk is what we will charge the Edzomem for the amount that he would have caused the guy loss had he been proven that he was a good aid. The other Gemara is like this. Ketzat Shamit, how do we assess it? How do we do this assessment? Long Rashi over here. And then we're going to skip out the Rashi. We discussed it in quite a detail, right? So Ketzat Shamit, how do we assess it? Amar Rabbi Chizda Babal. Rabbi Chizda says, right, we go on the husband's side. And Rab Natan Bar Oisho Meir Be'isha. And Rab Natan Oisho says, we look at the woman's side. You know, I think we've got no choice. Look at the Rashi there. Rav Chizda Amar Baal. No, this is long Rashi, basically almost what I've spoken about, right? And Rav Chizda Amar Baal. Schut Svei Kosho Baal Omdin Kama Damotiri Ten Bo Vo'Oto Yitnu Azomin. So the question now is the machloket here between Rav Chizda and Rav Oishia is when we assess the risk, on whose side do we look at? Who do we say the husband? Husband, maybe it's worth more. Why? Because at the end of the day, the husband's got it in his hands. He owns, he's got possession. There's a pretty good chance that he won't divorce her. And there's a pretty good chance that she might die before he would divorce her. Right? Ari doesn't like all of this, I see, eh? You don't like all this time value of money stuff. This is your business, man, eh?
It's actually very advanced. It's actuarial.
Right. So that's, he said, we look at the husband's side and we take the value. How much would a person pay the husband? In other words, what would a person pay the husband to Rav Papa, and Rav Oishia says, we look what somebody would pay the woman's side. In other words, we try and see who would get more money, where's the value higher, and that would be the, and then in the end, the Gemara compromises, Amra Papa, Be'isha Ubektubata. Look at Rashi, Be'isha Ubektubata. Shamin Krav Natan. So we go to Krav Natan on the woman's side. Ubek Tubata. Right? What do you mean Ubek Tubata and Uktuba? Lo Shamin Ulo, Ela Ha Odev Bek Tubata Al Adamim Halalu. And then we see now, so we take the value, we see what Uktuba is, and we just deduct the value from the Ketuba, and that difference is what he would get. Lo Nichse, but when we work out the value of the Ketuba, we don't take into account Nichsei Melog. Remember Nichsei Melog, right, is stuff, right? Tzoru Barzel comes back at the value. Melog, the value changes. Remember, it's hers. Then he gets the benefits of the Melog, but she gets the asset at the end of the day. Afbi sha'af Nichsei Melog hain mafsidin oto ba'edutan, right? Mile'echo peirot b'chayeya u'milresh ota b'motad. Even so, the guy, if his edut had worked, he would have forced the husband to lose all benefits of usufruct of that asset and not being able to inherit it if she should die. So why isn't that included in the value? Why do we deduct it from the value? It says, Ein Meshalmin, why? Because Adim can say to the husband, right, Anu lo ha'adnu ela ala ketubata. We were interested in the ketubah. V'lo yadanu she'ula nichsei melog. We never knew that she had nichsei melog at all. So that is why we wouldn't use it. Okay, next Mishnah. Maiden Anu b'ish ploni. Well, getting a bit slow over here. Maiden anu bish ploni, shehu chayav lechaveru elef zuz, al menat linen lo mikan v'ashloshim yo. So now, same idea. We're back on the concept of time value of money, right? The guy comes and gives edut that he owes money, that an aid says, I'm giving edut that you owe X money, you're going to pay in the next 30 days. If that would have worked, you have to pay in the next 30 days money. For who am I, and the guy being incriminated says, "Not I agree I owe him the money, right? The same idea as in the Mishnah. I agree I haven't paid her the ketubah. I agree I owe her the money, right? But the deal wasn't to pay now. To Osvadi says, 'Shadim, I've got 10 years still to pay.' So again, what's the damage going to be caused? It's basically the value of the money for the next 10 years. Because in the next 10 years, you have to pay the money back. But now, if the aid was accepted, pay the money back 10 years earlier. So Gemara Mishnah says, well, Omdim kama adam rotzi liten v'ayu biyado erev zuz bein not nan mikan v'ado shloshim yom bein not nan mikan. We see how much would a person, in other words, what would the interest be? It's interesting. We see what's the interest, basically the 10-year interest, because that's really what the damage was. Because the fact that he made him pay the money back now means he made him pay it back 10 years earlier, and he would have to take another loan and buy money for 10 years interest to pay it back. Right? There are no Rashi's on this on this Mishnah, but it's pretty straightforward. Now the Gemara brings up Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbah. I said you're going to have a few of those, right? We had at the beginning of the Amud Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbah. Now we've got Amar Shmuel. So we've got the first one of those. We're going to have two now coming up. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Hamal Ben Chaveru Le'Eseh Shanim. So now on the subject of Eseh Shanim, what's the big question? Obviously hanging over our minds, the big question is Shmita, because alone. We know that a loan gets repaid in the Shmita year, right? Or gets annulled in the Shmita year. And Shmita is 7 years. So how can you have a 10-year loan? Because surely within 7 years it's gone. The loan's been wiped out. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Hamal v'chaveru le'eseh shanim, shvi'it meshamtato. The Shmita year knocks it out. V'af agav dehashta lo karinam bei lo yigos. Now, the big question over here is, why would it be the case? The issue of Shmita is, look at Rashi there, it wouldn't be, ligos, you can't press the person to pay. If a guy comes, if the 10-year loan, the guy comes, even if it wasn't Shmita, in the 6th year, the 5th year, the 4th year, he can't get the money out because it's not due yet. So if a loan runner comes, lo karina bay, lo yigos, lo karina bay, shamot. To sof akli day lo yigos. She says, we don't say that, because in the end it's going to come to lo yigos. V'hachi mishtamea by crying, the pasuk, which means what? Lo yigos bizmano etra. You can't, don't trouble your friend at the time. Why? Ki kara shamta kod nachen. Because the Torah basically made you already wipe it out. And therefore you never have a question. You can't get to lo yigos, because the money's going to be wiped out during Shmita. And the Torah Amra says that we don't have a loan that can last for more than the 7-year period. So now the girl doesn't like this idea. What do you mean it gets wiped out? Mati Rav Kahana brings our Mishnah and says, what do you mean it gets wiped out? Our Mishnah said, Omdim kama adam rotzi liten v'yu erev zuz biyado beni ten mikan v'shloshim yom beni ten mikan v'eseh shanim. We in our Mishnah assess the time value of money for 10 years. If you're telling me, look at that, if you're amart, shvit b'shavtetu, if you're telling me that that 7-year Shemitah cycle wipes it out, then the guy wouldn't have had to pay back the money at all. Because it was a 10-year loan, 7 years into the loan period, Shmita would have come along and wiped out the debt. So then when we said in the Mishnah, Omdinoto, how much would the guy would want between 30 days and 10 years, the time value of money, is not true. Because according to you, the guy's debt would have been wiped out, and you're going to make him pay the money now. So it was a question whether he had to pay the money now or never pay the money. Is that clear? It was the damage that the aides or men was trying to cause him was to make pay the money now. If Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is correct and Shmita would have wiped out the loan, in 7 years' time he would never have to pay the guy back a cent. So it's not the time value of money, not the interest on the money for 10 years, it's whether he'd have to pay back or not pay back. Is that clear? Right? No. Clear. It's not so straightforward. It's probably the most difficult line on this whole daf today. Let's go through one more time. If you tell me that Kodri Amarav Shmita wipes out the debt, then if the aides or ma'am hadn't appeared on the scene, the time would have run its course, Shmita would have come, and the debt would have been knocked out. And because of the aides or ma'am, I had to pay the money back. If there wasn't aides or ma'am in the picture, the debt would have been knocked out. I would have got that money for free. For nothing. I would have got the whole, let's say $1,000 for 10, I would have got it for nothing. I'd never ever have to pay back $1,000. So it's no longer now a question of just the interest on the $1,000 for 10 years. It's the $1,000 or nothing. Because the aide maybe pay back the loan. If the aide hadn't been around, I would never have to pay back the loan. That's the question around Gemara. And that's the Gemara says, the Iyamad Shvit Mesham Tato, Kulu Nami Ba Shlumene, would have paid everything. And not just the money on the loan. So the Gemara isn't like, I'm a rabbi. The rabbi says, no. Hakamask, we're talking about over here. But Malve ala Mashkon. We must celebrate him. He gave it on the Mashkon. And Rashi says over here, Malve ala Mashkon. Look at the first narrow lines of Rashi. Moser starts to the gives the star. Who Pruzbul? That's the Pruzbul we spoke about, the Hillel, that Shetika and Hillel. Shekatuba was Shain Lachem Ploini, you Ploini, the end of Makom Ploini. Shkochov Sheshli Shagvenu calls a bunch. That's the Pruzbul we spoke about in the Shemitah time. That Hillel instituted a Pruzbul that you can hand over your loan to Beit and they collect it. And therefore, in a case like that, says Rava, Shemitah wouldn't knock it out. And therefore, don't answer from our Mishnah. I'm just speaking about a case where the guy handed over the Pruzbul, and therefore he'd never ever have actually benefited from the Shmita wiping it out, and therefore you can't use this Kasher our Mishnah against Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel. Right? Now the Gemara says like this. Sorry? Well, Amar Shmuel, huh? Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Shmuel, right. Right. So now, and the Gemara with the Mishnah, no, I'm Avich HaMishnah Moshe Shtar Lebeit Yidin, I'm Mishamti, we got a Mishnah, right? We learned the Mishnah straight out. So now, and that Mishnah we learned before, we sit in Gittin as well. So there's another way to learn the Sugya. So the first Sugya was, Amir Shmuel said that it is Mishamet. Then the Gemara says, Ikad Amir, there's another way to learn this. Amir Shmuel, what did he actually say? I'm Avich Chaveru Le'eser Shanim, Ein Shvid Mishamtato. The other way around. Right, well, it's not according to our sugi what we're learning now, right? Va'afagad atli day lo yigos, right? Hashta mia lo karina bay lo yigos. And even though you get to a stage where you have Shmita, and Shmita said lo yigos, and ultimately you're going to come and you're going to force him to repay you, it isn't called yigos in this case over here. Why? Because yigos is only when the debt was due. And here, it isn't due yet, and therefore, a 10-year loan, according to this, wouldn't be repaid in the Shemitah year. It's only if the money was due. And this we learned was lahalocha, right? If the money was due, and then Shemitah would wipe it out. But if it wasn't due yet, Shemitah would knock it out. And that's the halocha. Rav Kahana says, we also learned like this Mishnah, right? What's our Mishnah say? Omdin kamadam utili ten v'yu elef zuz b'yado, benitem mikan v'ashloshiv yom, benitem mikan v'aretz shanim. And he asked the same kashya. We're going back now to the original limud of Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel, which was that the Shemitah does knock it out. Right? You have to pay it all out. V'i Amar Shvid B'Shabtato, that knocks it out. Because the Gemara Amar Rava, Rava says as well, knocks it out. Hakamaskim Malvin Amashkol Moshe Shal Beitin. Tana Malvin Tchshmashkol Moshe Shal Beitin. Ain Mashmitah. Mashmitin doesn't work because we always got to fall back on the issue of the Pruzbul. And therefore, not really such a good kashya against that first mind amar of Rabbi Amar Shmuel, if he would have said that Shmit locks up. But nonetheless, the Gemara already brought us the second mind amar, and that's the halacha. I'll be honest with you, I'm not even sure why the Gemara brought this amar Rav this Rav Kahana. Right? We've already knocked it out, basically, and brought the halacha the other way around. Okay, but Amar Rabbi Amar Shmuel, there's another amar Rabbi Amar Shmuel, second one over here, while we're on the point. If you give a guy, you say to your friend, I'll do a deal with you, but Shmita doesn't knock it out. Right? Shvit doesn't annul the loan. Shvit b'shamet, it doesn't help. You can't help it. It doesn't make sense. You can't make it tonight. So Gemara says like this, Leime kesaba Shmuel. Right? What Shmuel telling us over here? Matne amashki b'torahu. That there's a classic case of Matna Mashkim Torah. The Torah says that Shmita knocks out a loan. You're making it now that it won't knock it out, and therefore it doesn't work. V'chola Matna Mashkim Torah. Now Batel. We've seen this before plenty of times, right? V'chola Matna. That's a word in Kiddushin, right? V'chola Matna. Everybody makes a t'nai on the laws of the Torah. You can't make a law against the Torah. So the Gemara says, wait a second. V'ha Itmar. Haven't got a machloket here. We've seen already a machloket here between Rav and Shmuel. Right, and that Gemara comes by Metzia. These are all Gemaras we've learned up until now, right? Kiddushi by Metzia, Gitti by Bakam, all of them. Homer lechaveiro, almenat she'en lecha alai ona'a. Right, Rav Omer, yesh lo alav ona'a. Ushmuel Omer, ein lo alav ona'a. So what's going on over here? Right, so there's a Russian in a second, but if you, this is what's going on there. A guy says to you, right, I'm going to do a deal with you. Remember what ona'a is, right? If, for example, you sold him something that's worth more than a shtut, right? That's a sixth more than what it was. So it's batel, Remember that? Right? In other words, you make a deal and say, listen, all the laws of the Torah don't apply. I can sleep whatever price I want, charge whatever I want, there's no one now. And we saw over here, I'm a Rav. So one second, so Itmar Rav says, Yesh to alav on our, Shmuel says, Ain't no alav on our. So we could say a second ago, that Lamech of a Shmuel matne al mashkir b'torah, v'chol matne it's now batel. But we just see a second here, that there's a machlok and a moray between Rav and Shmuel, where Shmuel seems to say, that if he made a deal, Ain on our, then there's Ain on our. So Shmuel can't say Ain matne al mashkir b'torah, because we just saw Shmuel say, when you make a t'nai of Ain on our, that is making a t'nai against what's in the Torah, and Shmuel said it works. So it can't be that that's what Shmuel's holding. So the Gemara says, "Vahamit itmar." We've learned on that, right? Allah itmar Allah. Amar Rav Anan. Rav Anan said, "What? Ledidi mefar shalei minei de Shmuel." Shmuel himself explained to me that when he said, "I'm not chayin lo alai ona'ah, ain lo alav ona'ah," it depends on how he words it. Look carefully in the wording. Shmuel said like this: when he says, "Ain lo alav ona'ah," then ain lo. Sorry, when he says, I'm not sure, ain't the chalai, that you've got no taina against me on an ah, then ain't lo alav, he can't taina you. But if he had said, I'm not sure, ain't bo on ah, that there shouldn't be on ah at all, hare yesh bo on ah, then he's on ah. Right? So that's what, that's Rav Vaitmar Alad, when the Gemara brought Itmar Alad, Amar Rav Anan, comes to explain Shmuel, that Shmuel says, no, it depends. Sometimes you can make a t'nai that will work in your favor, sometimes you can't, depending on what the t'nai is. If the t'nai is ain on a'ah, the Torah says is on a'ah. So you can't make such a t'nai. But if you could say, listen, if there is on a'ah, you've got no taina against me, that you can work. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Rashi says here, ledidi mefarshali, right? Sha'amatne amash ketubah Torah, no kayam. In the Marlo, I'm not sure, ain't bo on a'ah, ain't so matne, let's not go to the t'nai. Why? Because he's saying, ain't bo. In this particular case, they wouldn't be on a'ah. Why sheim cholo on a'ah? Because the guy's agreeing. Part of the condition was, he's saying, you know what, you're right, I'm forgiving you on the on a'ah. Elohu etna imo she'no noho b'mecher ze. Right? But if the guy says, makes a t'nai, and he says, I'm etna imo, that there isn't such a concept as on a'ah in this deal. V'harei anu ro'im she'yesh po na'ah. We see the guy totally ripped him off. U'bahai mori Shmuel. And in this, Shmuel would say, Yesh alav ona'ah. It would still take place, and therefore the deal would be undone. Hachinami, so go back to the Gemara now. In our sugi as well, Al menach lo tishabtani b'shvi'it. If we made a deal that I said, listen, I'm giving you a loan, the condition is that if Shemitah comes along, you're still going to owe me that money. Ain shvi'it b'shamto. Then shvi'it wouldn't wipe out the loan. But if I said, I'm making a deal with you, Al menach lo tishmetenu shvi'it, right? That shvi'it doesn't work, then shvi'it b'shamto. Then we say, no, shvi'it would knock it out. Because you can't decide that the Torah doesn't work. You can decide that the Torah would knock it out. But I'm prepared to forgive you and still pay the loan and keep the loan going. That's your course. That's your course. Right? So that was the second Rabbi Shlomo Shmuel, which we saw over there, that said, I'm not sure to shmantani shvi'it. We now understand exactly what he means when he says how you make the t'nai. It's very important how the actual t'nai is. The Gemara says like this, Tana. Hamal bet chaver ostam, while we're on this over here, right, if you look over there, this next Gemara over here also comes from Bava Metzia, right? Also, these all sugars in Bava Metzia. Hamal bet chaver ostam, you just make a loan. You don't actually decide how long the loan is. You say, Hamal bet chaver, giving your friend a loan. En reshay letovo pachot mishloshim yom. Remember this, we can't take it. A minimum loan is at least 30 days. So Rabbi Bar Barachana came to Rav LeMeimar. So Rabbi Bar Barachana in front of Rav says as follows: Hani mal mile b'mal b'bishtar. This is when you give the guy a contract, when you sign a loan agreement. Why? The law avad inish the tarech the katav star batzimikat yom. A guy won't go to all the trouble to get a software to come in and sign the contract and drop documents for less than 30 days. Avamal be'al pe lo. But if you just gave a guy a loan without any contract, then this chidush avia, which malbev at chaver ostam, is not at least 30 days. Doesn't apply. In other words, when do we say that a loan is at least 30 days in duration? When there was a contract. That's what Rabbi Bar Bachana says in front of Rav. So Amar le Rav, so Rav doesn't like it. Rav says to now to Rabbi Bar Bachana, Amar Chavivi, Right, look at Rashi. Rashi says, who's Chavivi? Rashi says, Chavivi, Targum Shel Dodi. Right? Rav says, my uncle, which is Rabbi Chia, he says. Rabbi Chia, Achi Avivaya. Rabbi Chia was my father's brother. It's good to remember that Rabbi Chia was Rav's uncle. So Amar Rav, Rav says, my uncle told me, Rabbi Chia said, Amar Hamavi Bishtar, Vechra Mavi Alpe. It makes no difference whether it's a Mavi Al Shtar or Mavi Alpe, by loan agreement or just with a handshake. The brighter as well. It says, the brighter says, if you lend a guy money, you can't get less than 30 days. And the other brighter says itself, a Tanaic source. It makes a difference if it's with a contract or if it is just on a handshake. So now Rav Shmuel says, right? We've seen this sort of concept before. Right, this idea over here, it's a Gemara Kiddushin, I think. Yeah, the Mishnah Shas says it's Kiddushin, yes, I saw that yesterday. It's like this: Lo teitev akarecha, don't sit down on your legs. In other words, don't sit where you don't get comfortable. Adem afarshet lahai shmaita, could explain the sugya. Minaha milta, where does it come from? What's the makor? What's the source? The Amu Rabbanim, Rabbanan, Salam Chavistam, and Roshal, Vo Pachomishoshim Yom, Chalav Vestar, the Chalav Alpe, whether you lent it with a contract or you lent it with a handshake. Oh, no, the Makor, what's the source? That Chachamim said that it's a minimum of 30 days. So Amar Lei says, quickly, obviously, right, Dichtiv, we've got a Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? Right now, we got used to in Perek Chalek to see 30 or 40 Pesukim on a Daf, right? Here there's two Pesukim. So here he says the second Pasuk on the Daf, it's like this. Hisham lecha, it's a Gemara, a pasuk in Dvarim. Be careful. Pen ye davar im levavcha b'liyal le'mor, a bad idea in your heart to say. Karva shnat hasheva, the seventh year is coming up. Shnat hashmita, the shmita period. V'ra'a enecha ba'achicha ha'evyon, you look unfair down on your brother, your impoverished brother. V'lo titen lo, and you won't lend him money. V'kara lecha Hashem v'yad l'chachet, you'll be called to Hashem, and that's a sin. So the Pasuk says, when the Shemitah year is approaching, don't now suddenly say, listen, why I'm calling the guy money, because it's going to be wiped out in the Shemitah. So how does he learn from that this is the Makor? He says like this, Mimash Meshenemar Karva Shnat Hasheva. The Pasuk says, Karva Shnat Hasheva, the seventh year is coming. Right? Any Yodea Shi Shnat Hasheva. Now we know it's the Shemitah year. So, why does the Pasuk say? The seventh year is coming. Shnat HaShmitah. We know the seventh year is Shnat HaShmitah. So, what's the word Shnat HaShmitah telling us? Lomar Lecha. So, this over here, this is Rav Matna saying, Lomar Lecha telling us what? The Chidush. Yei Shmitah Acheret Shei Kazo. Now, there's another Shmitah. Otherwise, we know that the Shnat HaShevi is Shnat HaShmitah. But Shnat HaShmitah is another Shmitah. There are two Shmitahs. Right? What is this other Shmitah? Hamalvit chavero stam. If you just lent your friend money stam, she'eno rashai letovato b'chum ishloshim yom. You can't take of his 30 days. Why do we know the 30-day period of the year? Where do we get that from? Tamar mar, shloshim yom b'shana, chashov shechashuv shana. 30 days is considered a year. Right? So therefore it says, yisham lecha pen yed davarim lavecha b'diyah, lemor karva shnat hasheva, shnat hashmita. What shnat hashmita? 30 days. 30 days is coming, and therefore we're right behind there, and therefore you wouldn't end him alone, because less than 30 days you can't claim your money back, and therefore the 30-day period will end up in the beginning of the Shemitah already, and therefore you lost your money. That's his chidush. That shnat hashmita means 30 days, because 30 days is a year, the minimum of the year. We know that, for example, that 30 days... Can you hear me? Hello? Oh. Oh, that's a pity. Okay, so we lost connection with Israel. Let's finish off the shir. Amarav. Apotech, next Amar Rav, so we just see now Amar Shmuel, two of them. Now Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Rav. Apotech, Beit Atzor, Savar B'Shabbat, Chaya B'Chatat. If you open up, you've got a new jacket or a new garment. Rashi says here, Beit Atzavar. This is from Halachos of Shabbos. Right, you Chaya B'Chatat. Look at Rashi quickly.
שעשה פה לחלוק חדש. So if you got a new garment and the neck, you know, they get the garment, the neck would be sealed. Then you'd open up the hole, put your head through. That would be better tzavar, right? That's like completing the garment. So he says, b'chatat, on Shabbos. So matki v'ar kahana. So now we saw previously that we had Amrav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and then we had Matki Rav Kahana. So if you look at quickly at Rashi over here, where he says the Chayav Chatat, right? It says the Chayav, Shetiken Kli. Why? Because he made a Kli. And Hai, Rashi says, Hai, Denakat Lahachim, Mishum, the Amrav Yehuda Le'el, Hamal Bid Chaveru Le'eshe Shanim, Mechule, Ve'ot Ve'i Rav Kahana, Nakat Nami, Lekulu Henech Mile, Lishmaitin, Daminu Rav Yehuda, Ve'ot Ve'i Rav Kahana. So just because there we brought Amrav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and Rav Kahana argued with him, so here we brought another Sugya, another idea, which is also Amrav Yehuda, the name of Rav, and Rav Kahana argues with him. See, Rav Kahana argues and says, V'chima Bein Zele Magafot Chavit. But how come, if you cut open a barrel that's sealed, you aren't chayv on Shabbos, and here, and there you're cutting open the lid, and here you're cutting open the neck. Amalei, zeh chibur v'zeh no chibur. The one is connected, the one's not connected. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, another halacha, shloshet lugin mayim. We enter the halacha of mikvaot. So shloshet lugin mayim. Right, shnafal tochan, kol tavshan. So three lug of yayin, a mikvah. A lot of machloket with a mayim shuvin, drawn water on a mikvah is chayv, is derived to drabanan. The except the halacha is that you have to have rainwater to doraita, but if you've got less than 40 se'ah, 40 measures of water, and you've got three lug of a drawn water from a tap, not rainwater, it will pass the mikvah. But it has to be water. If it's wine, for example, it wouldn't pass it. Right? So now the Amarav says, yeah, you've got three lug of water that fell into a kurtov shayin, a small amount of yayin. But now the wine's very strong. So the little drop of wine colored the water completely. It looks like wine. Right? Umarehen kamariyan. Looks like wine. Venafula mikveh. And this mixture fell into a mikveh. Lo pasul doesn't pasul the mikveh. Right? That's what Amarav says. Doesn't pasul the mikveh. Look at Rashi. Lo pasul. Zil batar chazuta. We go after the appearance. Veyayin eno posulet ha-mikveh. And yayin doesn't make a mikveh pasul. Upsul mikveh mayim shuvin. Rashi says here that psul mikveh mayim shuvin with drawn water is midrabbanan. What it means that Rashi says the right. It means that if it's less than 40 say and you've got three lug of mayim shuvin, that will make it. It was not majority. The majority is still rainwater, but three lug would already be good enough for rabbanan to pass it. So on that, Master Rav Kahana doesn't like it. It says v'chimah ben zelamit lemeit seva. What's the difference between this colored water of yours, bawan, or made seva colored water? Why? Because not Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah, made seva posin a mikveh. So looking three lug of colored water would posin a mikveh. And this wine ultimately is really just a little bit of coloring in the water. So Amale Rav says no. Hatam Maya the tziva mikra. It's called colored water. Hacha chamre meziga mikri. Here it's called diluted wine. Okay, let's end off over here. We'll carry on tomorrow.